GM sent letters to an undisclosed number of Wisconsin dealers last year, telling them that they should prepare to wrap up their operations. Shocked and frustrated, at least 52 dealers have filed lawsuits to stay open or reach a settlement. Bill Sepik of the Wisconsin Auto and Truck Dealers Association has no exact data, but figures there'll be a fair number of GM dealerships here that'll be reinstated.
We have a larger percentage of dealers in Wisconsin than most states. And I think we'll probably track pretty close to the national percentages.
GM officials say they'll be evaluating dealerships on customer satisfaction, profitability, and sales, the same criteria used to initially decide which dealership should close by this October. Many local dealers, including Leonard Ironside, are still fuming over that announcement.
Certainly, wife and family are a heck of a lot more important than the dealership. But we've worked 26 years building this business, and to have that pulled out from underneath you and then have the uncertainty that's gone on for the past 8 months is maddening.
Ironside manages the GM dealership in Wisconsin Rapids. He says after he got his wind-down letter last year, he filed for arbitration. And this afternoon, he got another letter from GM offering to renew his contract. He thinks he'll take it.
It's good to have a little bit of certainty coming back into your life.
Meanwhile, other dealerships have already shuttered their doors or switched to used car sales. Those who choose to renew with GM must comply with specific sales requirements. Kurt Carapeza, Wisconsin Public Radio.